Thank you very much. Mike Biker on the call from Sioux City, a 3-0 sweep by Ola over Dort College Volleyball. And we welcome in a new audience to DeWitt Gymnasium, where we are still 4 minutes away from the start of the second half. Dort College leads 43-40, a three-point advantage for the defenders, who made 9 threes in the first half of play. They were sharp shooting, shooting 53% from beyond the arc. And we'll kind of go through a game recap for this new audience again. It was Briarcliff scoring first, but then Dort went on a 9-0 run to take a 9-2 advantage in this one. The two teams went back and forth a bit, and Dort, using a flurry of threes on several consecutive possessions, took as many as a 16-point lead at 37-21, but Briarcliff took a quick timeout and then battled back, getting within three just before halftime with a 19-6 run. They were led by their top scorer, Sloan Masters, who is coming off the bench this evening, but she leads the team with 16 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, and Sloan scored 15 in that first half on 5 of 8 shooting. Dort was led with 9 points apiece by Kara Van Dyke, Abby Chapman, and Jasmine Scalehas. 8 points for Danelle Bone as well. As Dort trying to knock off the number 15 Briarcliff Chargers, a team that they beat on this court each of the past 3 seasons. Dort College, 6-2 overall, 2-1 in conference, 4th in the GPAC. Briarcliff, 5th in the GPAC. They're 3-2 in conference and 7-2 overall. And something's got to give in this one. Briarcliff, 3-0 on the road. Dort College, 2-0 at home. Briarcliff with road wins against Ashford, Doan, and Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort, with only 2 home games in 8 games played, they beat York to begin the season by 30 and beat Doan 2 Saturdays ago, handily, 80-55. We're about 2 minutes away from basketball here in this women's contest, and we will take this opportunity to preview partially the men's game coming up, which will be thrilling indeed. Briarcliff 4-0 in the GPAC, tied with Hastings atop the GPAC conference. Dort right on their tail. They're 3-0 and ranked 12th nationally. They were not ranked in the preseason poll, but after a 10-1 start and a very impressive first 11 games, including a road win against number 8 Midland, Dort is 12th in the nation, and they are looking to knock off Briarcliff at home, a place where Dort has not lost in 28 consecutive regular season games. Dort comes in led by Kyle Lindberg, who's averaging a double-double, 19-10. Briarcliff, they come in, and they are led by Zach Otting, who is top 3 in the GPAC in scoring. Number 2, in fact. He's averaging 21.3 points per game. They've also got Clayton Harold, a fantastic junior. Harold averaging 16.5. And it will be a crazy environment, as I assume lots of folks have made the trip from Sioux City to Sioux Center for this evening's game, women's and men's doubleheader, to see a couple of fantastic teams. Briarcliff is receiving votes in the national poll, and the Briarcliff women, 15th overall, Dort trying to knock them off. And they have a history of doing this. 2 years ago, Briarcliff was ranked number 2 in the nation, and Dort beat them by more than 20. Last season, Dort beat them when they were 6th in the nation here at DeWitt Gymnasium, and now they're trying to just beat them when they're 15th. They are on track to do so, leading 43-40 as we are seconds away from play here in this second half. Briarcliff had a new starting lineup this evening. They sent out Mackenzie Shipley, the sophomore, Bethany DeLong, a junior, Shantae Williams, a junior, Heather Haber, a junior, and Reagan Cooper, a sophomore. That's an entirely brand new lineup, according to their broadcaster, Steve Thumb. Dort sent out their typical lineup of Bone, Newman, Jelzema, Van Dyke, and Marish, and I would expect to see the same five to begin the second half, and that is the case. Dort and Briarcliff, one half to go. Dort will be moving right to left in their home white on whites. Briarcliff left to right in their road blues. Dort has led by as many as 16. They have not trailed since it was 2-0. And Briarcliff will get the ball to begin the half. And we are seconds away. Here we go. Second half action. from DeWitt Gymnasium. Crowd funneling in nicely, anticipating the men's game and the end of this game as well. Sloan Masters controls at the top of the key. Now on the right angle, it is taken by Henschke. Henschke gives off to Gordon, back to Henschke. Moves to her right on the baseline against Bone. Henschke goes off to Masters. Now Williams in the corner. Williams shoves a pass up top to Henschke. Goes off to Masters. Blocked inside by Marish. The ball's loose, and we have a shot clock violation. Good defensive possession by the defenders. And Dort will inbound under the basket. Van Dyke gets it into Jelzema. Jelzema runs the offense, goes across half court. Off to Van Dyke. To Newman. Newman, one dribble, goes to Van Dyke. Back to Jelzema. Swings it to the corner for Bone. Skip pass. Here is Van Dyke. Thought about a three. Dribbles left instead against Cooper. Into a double team. A streaking Newman couldn't handle the pass. Caroms away toward Jelzema. Misses the left-handed hook. And it's rebounded by Masters. Masters dribbles against Newman. Passes to Shantae Williams. Williams against Jelzema. Over to Cooper. Top of the key. Big step to create space. Shot no good from the top of the key. Rebounded by Gordon. And it's rebounded by Jelzema off the Gordon miss. Jelzema calls out the play and passes to Van Dyke. Newman fakes to the left. Dribbles to her right. Passes to Van Dyke. Now Jelzema. Right corner. Bone. Here is Van Dyke, goes to Marish, misses the shot, and the rebound caroms off of a Briarcliff Charger controlled by Jelzema. Bone thought about a three. Van Dyke takes a three and misses it off the side of the rim, rebounded by Masters. Sloan Masters brings it down court, leans in, and draws the foul against Emily Newman, making a right-handed drive toward the baseline. Newman's first foul. Dort has two players with three fouls in this game, Kim Cruz and Elise Marish. Briarcliff not really in foul trouble. They only had seven personal fouls in that first half. Masters from the line makes the free throw. She's matched her season average with 16 points. They bring in Heather Haber, replacing Summer Gordon. Chargers coached by Mike Power in his seventh season. Masters' second free throw is good, and it's a one-point game. Scalehaus dribbles across half court for Dort. Van Dyke goes to the left side for Chapman. Up top, Van Dyke, hard drive to the right, a hook shot in the lane, spins out of the cylinder, rebound by Masters. Across half court to Williams, pulls up at the three-point line. Here is Menschke, left-handed shot. Good, and it is a lead for Briarcliff, 44-43. Overall, a 23-6 run, spanning the end of the first half and the beginning of the second. Bounce pass inside by Chapman is intercepted, and streaking down the other way is Masters in stride, hits Henschke, and Henschke lays it in, a three-point lead for Briarcliff, and they come out firing on all cylinders to begin the second half. A three-point lead at 46-43. Timeout on the floor. Let's take a 30-second break. This is Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.
You're investing in your future with an education from Dort College. Even in a tight job market, 97% of Dort students have found a job or gone on to graduate school within 6 months of graduation. How can our rates stay so high? We know it's because our students leave Dort prepared for success in their field. A Dort education is about preparing students for what lies ahead, including faith, family, career, and just about anything else you can imagine. Visit dort.edu to learn more.
Back to DeWitt Gymnasium, 17:30 to go in the game, and Dort finds themselves trailing by three at 46-43. They had not trailed beyond 2-0 in this game. And they have seen a 16-point advantage evaporate. The three-point shooting has gone cold. They made 9 threes in the first half, including Jasmine Scalehaus going 3-for-3. And the defenders will need to find that stroke again. They shot an uncanny 53% from long range in the first half, and they are just a 29% three-point shooting team for the season. Chapman controls on the left wing as play resumes. Her pass to Marish is knocked out of bounds by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College inbound, below the basket and to the right. Van Dyke to trigger the play. Dort lines up across the baseline. Fakes to her left. Van Dyke seeking someone to throw it to and finds Chapman a long ways from the basket. Dribbles to her right, bounce pass inside, knocked away by Masters into the corner. It is saved by Masters. She throws it off the body of Chapman, out of bounds. A savvy play by Masters the junior, and it will be Briarcliff basketball as Dort turns it over again. Shantae Williams streaks down the court, bounce pass to Henschke. Off to Masters on a curl. Masters lost it going up, and it is off of her. And Dort will take possession. I'm not sure they're aware of it. Masters is totally confused. She contests that call with the official. She thought it was knocked away by a defender. At any rate, it is Dort College basketball. Skillhaus ahead to Van Dyke. Pulls up at the perimeter. Looks to her right. Wants to hand it off to Skillhaus. Stifling defense by Briarcliff. Instead, she goes to Bone. Danelle Bone, top of the key to Chapman. Chapman drives. Has it blocked by Masters. Masters is the third best shot blocker in the GPAC conference. She and Kaylee Blake, the freshman, both in the top five. Lob pass by Skillhaus into Marish at the right elbow. Dribbles left, passes to Bone, over to Skillhaus. Skillhaus, good fake to the left, dribbles to the right, pulls up 15 feet away, kicks it back to Van Dyke at the elbow, and a reaching foul called against Heather Haber. Second foul against Heather Haber. And Dort will get a fresh 30-second shot clock. They trail by three, 16:38 to go in the game. Inbounds by Skillhaus to Marish, lays it up and leaves it short. Rebound by Cooper. There's a lob at the other end by Williams. A shot by Haber is blocked, and a rebound by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets to Skillhaus, who goes across half court. Skillhaus running the offense, goes to Chapman, uncorks a three, no good, left it short. Rebound by Shantae Williams. Long outlet pass ahead to Lexi Henschke. Henschke laterally across the lane, fouled. Might be against Van Dyke. This would be her third if it is indeed against Kara. Thankfully, it's not. It is against Jasmine Skillhaus, her second. Henschke heads to the line. She'll be shooting a pair. Good. Henschke with nine. Nearing double figures for the game. She would be just the second player on either team to get double digits. Averages 6.7 per game this season. She makes the free throw and has 10. Briarcliff shooting 18 of 21 from the line. Dort is exactly a third of that, 6 of 7. And that's a big difference in this game. Briarcliff is using their aggressiveness inside to get to the charity stripe. Some confusion with the officials now as they come to the scores table. We'll try to gather what they're talking about. There's going to be a substitution conflict now. And they're consulting the official scores with what the issue is. Summer Gordon wishes to check into the game for Briarcliff, and they may not allow her to. They're going to keep Gordon on the side and roll with Sanger, DeLong, Shipley, Hairbolt, and it looks like Blake. Yes, it is. Skillhaus is taken down on the right perimeter by Jordan Sanger. That is the second foul of the game on Sanger, second team foul. Kim Cruz, playing with three fouls, will inbound the ball for Dort. And now we have more substitution confusion as they bring out Amanda Dill from the game. Summer Gordon comes in. And the official getting a bit irritated now with this issue. He'll stop the entire game as he'll explain things to Mike Power. Power is fighting back with him, and now the teams will get a chance to huddle. Referee is trying patiently to explain things to the seventh-year coach, and I'm not entirely sure what the hubbub is about, but there's clearly been a substitution malfunction, and now they put Dill back into the game, replacing Mackenzie Shipley, the younger sister of former men's standout Jake Shipley. Excuse me, Jordan Shipley, as now we have Scalehas controlling at the perimeter as play resumes. There is Kara Van Dyke trying to bounce it down low to Cook. She does. Back to Van Dyke. Mid-range jump shot. Left it short. Rebounded by Kaylee Blake. She's fouled by Jamie Cook. Three fouls against Cook. 15:45 to go in the second half. Briarcliff on top by five. And Dort has not scored in quite a while. It is a 15-0 run, if my math is correct, spanning the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half. There's a missed mid-range jump shot by Bethany DeLong, rebounded by Kim Cruz. She scurries down court into the lane, has the ball knocked away. It'll stay with Dort College, and they'll toss it in the back right corner, far side of the court. Cruz will trigger into Jamie Cook. Circling around the perimeter, goes to Skilhaas, ball fake, drives against DeLong, back to Van Dyke, on the right angle. Top of the key, Bone fakes a three, pulls up at the free throw line, takes a mid-range shot, that's no good. Boarded by DeLong. Motors down court, pulls up 25 feet away, kicks it to the right side. DeLong gets it back down the perimeter, skip pass to the corner, open three, Dill, good. Amanda Dill continues to pour it on for Briarcliff. They lead by eight and showing why they're the 15th best team in the nation. Kim Cruz dribbles left, passes back to Van Dyke. Here is Bone. Bone to Skilhaas, defended by DeLong. Cook takes it, lobs it in to Van Dyke, who scores. Good catch inside by Van Dyke, and she laid it in from the right block. Van Dyke now has 11. And on the other end, a pass inside deflected away by Van Dyke. It'll be a throw-in coming for Briarcliff under the basket. They lead by six, 14:31 on the clock. Paige Hairbolt will trigger the play. Lob pass goes to Amanda Dill. Kicks it to the right for DeLong, defended by Skilhaas. Skip pass is out of bounds. Goes into the Briarcliff bench. A turnover for the Chargers. Briarcliff has turned the ball over 208 times this year in nine games. That is over 20 times per game. Dort, meanwhile, coaxes 22 turnovers per game. Briarcliff had nine turnovers in the first half. Dort had 10. A line change by Coach Mike Power. He will substitute frequently. A body foul committed by Shantae Williams on a Donnell Bone drive. It'll be on the floor. Third foul against Briarcliff. First charge to Shantae Williams. Bone gets it in to Cook. Cook thought about a three. Instead, uses her left hand to go into the lane. She kicks it now to Skilhaas, who misses the three. Rebounding it was Cooper. Gets it out to Gordon. Now back to Mackenzie Shipley on the right angle. They swing the ball inside. Henschke goes to Gordon. Now Cooper, mid-range shot is good, about 10 feet out. Knocks it down, 53-45. Skilhaas drives it back down court. And there's a pass underneath, out of bounds, a turnover by Dort. Crediting Cooper with that last basket, she now has 10. For Dort, Bone exits the game in favor of Abby Chapman. And Dort will show some full court pressure, trying to throw a wrinkle at Briarcliff and get back in this game. Henschke passes off to Shipley into the corner. A three by Haber, good. As Haber gives them an 11-point lead. What a turnaround for Briarcliff. First basket of the game for Haber, 56-45. Marish bullies her way inside down low against Reagan Cooper. For Marish, she has seven. 56 47 score, 13-10 to go. Dort's still in this game, but they need to start scoring at a more regular rate and playing some defense on Briarcliff, who has had their way in the last about 20 minutes of game time. Sloan Masters, a hard drive inside. Wave off the shot. There was a foul first on the floor. Abby Chapman commits her third. Sloan Masters, with only two free throws in this half, has been slowed a bit. She scored 15 in the opening 20 minutes. She lobs a pass into Haber, receives a post entry down low, fouled by Marish, who holds her hands straight up in the air, almost as if to make a statement. Not all too happy with that call. She's got four fouls. And now Dort's leading scorer, leading assister, second best free throw shooter, second best shooter from the floor, will have to leave the game along with Jasmine Skilhaas. They bring in Jelzima as well as Cook to replace. Two free throws by Masters, up and good. She has 19 for the game. Jamie Cook looks down court as she crosses half court. Passes off to Kim Cruz. Faces up a three. Misses badly, but the rebound is taken by Chapman, but it bounced on the baseline. Briarcliff basketball. Thrown in by Haber and taken by Shipley. She brings it down court. Shipley, who started this game at point guard, will hand it off to Masters. Masters coming off the bench. A new wrinkle by Mike Power. She swings around the perimeter, moves inside, and lays it in. First field goal of the second half for Masters. 60-47, Briarcliff. Bounce pass inside by Abby Chapman. Jamie Cook lays it off glass. Good, and a foul. Sloan Masters committed that foul. It is her second. And Jamie Cook with a powerful move inside. Cook has been Dort's most consistent player in their three conference games, shooting 84% from the field in conference, scoring 12 points, averaging 7 rebounds per game in those three contests. Cook makes the free throw. She shoots them at a 67% clip. It's a 60-50 game and a timeout on the floor. A 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.
The classroom isn't the only place where Dort students glorify God. On the soccer field, the track, or the basketball court, our students praise God by developing their athletic skills, striving for excellence, and developing a healthy Christian perspective on play and competition. Whether you're involved in a sport or just interested in ultimate frisbee with friends, a Dort College experience will help you glorify God in all areas of life. I'm the Dort College men's basketball coach, Ross Dalma, and you can find out more at dort.edu.
We welcome you back to DeWitt Gymnasium. 12:18 to go in the game. It's 60-50. Briarcliff leads. And they control with Mackenzie Shipley dribbling at the perimeter. Shipley makes a move against Jelzima, and she ties her up. Wonderful job by Jelzima. Quick hands to grab the basketball. And Dort gets the possession arrow. Dort College basketball. Lobbed into Cook. Ball handoff. Jelzima runs into Henschke. 15 foul against Briarcliff as Henschke commits her third. The defenders will inbound far side of the court. Van Dyke gets it into Jelzima. Calls out the play. Passes off to Newman. Newman dribbles right, pulls up at the elbow, goes down low. Van Dyke in a double team. Doesn't matter. She lays it off glass for two. 60-52. Van Dyke now has 13. Shipley with a left-handed bounce pass down low. One pass and an easy bucket there for Reagan Cooper. And a quick timeout called by Briarcliff. A 30-second timeout, and now they call it a full. Let's take a one-minute break. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR.
Every square inch. That's a familiar phrase at Dort College. Every square inch of the world belongs to God. And when it comes to academics, this means that every program of study Dort offers belongs to God, too. Each class, from the core requirements to electives, from English to engineering, will challenge you to think from a Christian perspective and to turn that thought into action as you serve God throughout your life. Find your place in God's world. This is Dort College President Eric Hoekstra, and I invite you to visit dort.edu to learn more.
As you celebrate this Christmas season, may you find peace in God's promise that He is always with you, and the glory of the first Christmas remain in your heart throughout the new year. From all of us at Van Bruggen Wesselink Insurance, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort trails 62-52 after leading by 16 in the first half. They led 37-21. Since that juncture, a 41-15 advantage for Briarcliff, and it was a key timeout by Coach Mike Power. He must have really said something motivating to his team because they came out of that timeout scoring seemingly at will. They were all over Dort defensively, and the defenders have not looked the same since. They trail by 10 as Kara Van Dyke takes a pass underneath and scores to pull within 8. Van Dyke has scored 15. It's 62-54. Mackenzie Shipley passes down low, controlled by Reagan Cooper. Now to Haber. On the left block it goes to Mackenzie Shipley. Goes up, left the shot short. Rebound by Jessica Josma, who's third on the team in boards. Outlet pass ahead to Emily Newman. Now in the left corner, skip pass to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes to Jelzima, swings it to Newman. A couple dribbles into the paint, now goes back to Jelzima. Here is Newman playing catch with Jelzima. They swing it to Chapman. Chapman gets it to a cutting Cook, moves to her left, pivots, kicks. Van Dyke for three, got it! Van Dyke is heating up. She's got 9 in the second half, 18 for the game, and it's back to a 5-point deficit. Dort now. A resurgent Dort College has pulled from within 13 to within 5, and Shipley goes in and draws the foul on Van Dyke, and that will be her third foul. Three fouls on Van Dyke. And you don't want to see Van Dyke get a fourth. We'll see if she leaves the game for a bit here. Free throw no good, though. Shipley misses the free throw. She has yet to score. Chapman and Jelzima will check out. Skilhas and Bone will enter. Shipley on the season shooting free throws at an 83% rate. A rare miss on that last one. She does make the second to push it to 6. 63-57. To 10:34 remaining in the game. Jamie Cook dribbles it across half court. Cook, the senior, passes off to the sophomore Newman, who dribbles to the left corner. Back to Bone. Bone to Cook. Lob pass. Van Dyke on the right block. A double team. Moves to her left. Puts it up and in! And a foul. Van Dyke can't be stopped. Down low. And she can pull Dort to within 3. She bends the knees, flicks the wrist, sets it in. 21 points for Kara Van Dyke. 63-60. What a job by Dort College to battle back. Now it is controlled by Henschke. Goes inside to Summer Gordon. Puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebound loose. Bodies on the floor. It's Dort College basketball. After a diving attempt by Kara Van Dyke, I believe, to get it to go off the body of a Charger. Coach Mike Power will contest the call, but I'm sure to no avail. 10 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the game. Dort trails by 3 to nationally ranked Briarcliff. Jamie Cook dribbles hard to the right, into traffic, and a reach in from behind. That's going to go against Bethany DeLong, her second foul. Cook heads to the stripe, where she shoots about 2 of 3, 67%. For the game, Cook is 1 for 1 from the line, now 2 for 2, and she's got 7, 63-61. Cook averages 11.4 points per game, And with that free throw, she now has 8. It's a 1-point deficit. Dort has pulled from 13 down. They're within 1. Briarcliff was down 16. And a 29-point swing put them up by 13. A remarkable change of events. There's an injured Charger on the floor. It's Sloan Masters. She gets back up after a drive. Sent her down to the deck. Play resumes. A pass across the lane by Bethany DeLong. Intercepted. A pass up ahead to Bone for the lead. Got it! And a foul! Danelle Bone took a pass in stride, moved down the floor, laid it in as she went down to the deck. She can give Dort a 2-point lead with this free throw. What a swing of momentum for the Dort College defenders. Bones' free throw is missed. She has 10 points for the game, 64-63, and we might be in for a very close finish down the stretch. Briarcliff controls. Sloan Masters dribbles to her right, passes to the baseline. Going up strong is the freshman Kaylee Blake, and Blake gets it to go from the left block. 4 points. She averages a dozen per game. Dort doing a good job against the forward. 65-64. Briarcliff leads. Emily Newman at the elbow goes back to Bone. Here is Cook. Scalehaus in the right corner. Defended by Henschke. Bounce pass. Newman pull up. Lob inside to Van Dyke, who had sealed her defender, but the pass was out of her reach, out of bounds. Briarcliff basketball, they lead it by a point, 8:47 to go. A back and forth game with massive runs by both teams, and now they find themselves virtually even. Mackenzie Shipley runs the point, guarded by Bone. Passes inside into a double team. DeLong whips it to the outside. It's deflected out of bounds by a defender. With 17 on the shot clock, Briarcliff will inbound it now. Sloan Masters, the junior from Albert City, Iowa, stands 5'9", leads the game in scoring. There's Amanda Dill controlling top of the key. And she is fouled by Kara Van Dyke, and that's her 4th. Marish will check in for Van Dyke, and that's a big loss. Van Dyke had foul trouble in the earlier conference game against Midland, the one Dort lost, and maybe no coincidence, Van Dyke was out for much of that game with foul trouble. She'll head to the bench here with 8:26 on the clock, and she'll have to play carefully when she re-enters. Free throw, no good. Amanda Dill misses, and the lead is still 1. Danelle Bone on the right wing. Josema to Newman. Left angle, cross-court pass to the corner. Danelle Bone now to Jamie Cook. Cook underneath, off the fingertips of Marish, saved by Newman, but she steps on the line at the last second. Abby Chapman will check in for Emily Newman. Sophomore for sophomore. Chapman comes out of Arvada, Colorado. And Briarcliff will inbound it to Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley across half court. Now goes to the corner. Here's Dill. Dill up top for Sloan Masters. Guarded by Chapman. 13 to shoot for Briarcliff. Top of the key. A 3 coming from Dill. No good. She'd already made 1 in this half, but not 2. Cook corrals the rebound. Moves down court. Passes ahead to Bone, who saves it. Nice catch by Bone. Cook, a skip pass to Chapman. Far side of the court, defended by Masters. Bounce pass to Marish. Jump shot, draws the foul. Shot was no good. Redirected by Blake, who is one of the top 5 shot blockers in the GPAC. Marish will head to the line with a chance to tie or give Dort the lead. Marish, an 86% free throw shooter. That is 2nd on the team. 2nd only behind Michael Hulse, and Hulse with only 10 attempts. Free throw good for Marish, who is playing with 4 fouls. The top 2 scorers and arguably the top 2 all-around players for Dort, both with 4 fouls in this game. Something to definitely pay attention to. Meanwhile, Briarcliff only with 1 player having 3. That's Lexi Henschke. 66-65 as Mirisch makes both free throws. It's controlled by DeLong in the right angle. Up top for Blake. Blake dribbles left at the elbow. Goes with her left hand. Scores and draws the blocking foul on Jamie Cook. And now Jamie Cook has four. And it's not surprising when you consider the blue-collar inside basketball that Briarcliff loves. They do almost all their work inside. They're only a 27% three-point shooting team. And they have gotten Dort's bigs in trouble. Cook, Van Dyke, Marish plays quite a bit inside. A three-point opportunity converted by Amanda Blake. It's now 68-66 Briarcliff. A double team on Jamie Cook on the other end. Janelle Boone thought about a three, kicks instead to Jessica Jelzema. Pass is retrieved by Boone near half court by Jelzema. Now goes down low to Marish. Underneath, Cook is fouled on the shot, and she can tie the game with two free throws. Heather Haber with her third personal foul, and Cook will go to the stripe. Cook is 3-for-3 in the game from the line, and she misses the front end. Jamie Cook has been phenomenal in conference play. She's the sixth man for Dort College, usually the first one off the bench, and plays a lot of minutes as well as she makes this second free throw. Timeout on the floor after the Cook free throw. A full timeout called, and we will take a one-minute break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.
Join us in rejoicing this Christmas season as we stand in awe of our Savior's humble and holy birth. Help us reaffirm our faith in Him and cling to the hope it gives us. May we cherish the love He has for each one of us. We pray that you feel the warmth of God's embrace and are blessed with His love and peace in the new year. Christmas blessings from the staff at Green World.
Welcome back. We return to DeWitt Gymnasium, and we have a technical mistake to clear up, and this was made initially by the player, Morgan Hansen, but we apologize for not clarifying this earlier. Morgan Hansen, a freshman forward standout who averages 9.5 points per game, she put on apparently the wrong jersey earlier today and is wearing the number 45, which is Amanda Dill's number, and that's why you've heard Amanda Dill's name so much in this one. We were just given clarification by the official scorers. So that is Morgan Hansen wearing number 25, the freshman from South Sioux City, Nebraska. So we thank them for that clarification. We're good to go. Heather Haber passes down low to Sloan Masters. Back up top for Hansen. Hansen goes off to Masters. Top of the key, defended by Chapman. Kicks to the corner. There's Hansen to the short corner for Haber. Up top, Masters. 10 seconds to shoot. Moves into the lane. Kicks it outside for Hansen, who knocks down a three. Morgan Hansen with a triple. As a three on the other end by Bone is offline. Offensive board, though, by Elise Marish. Marish battles inside and bulldogs her way to the basket. Draws the foul, and she'll shoot two. Marish makes the free throw to make it 71-68. Dort trails by three. 10 points now for the senior from Beresford, South Dakota. She now has 11 with that make. 5-for-5 from the line. 71-68, Briarcliff on top. Shipley goes off to Haber. Haber, lob pass underneath, knocked away and stolen by Abby Chapman. Outlet pass goes to Jelzima. Up ahead, Cook. A mini fast break, reverses under the basket, gives it away to Bone. There's Jelzima back to Bone. Drives inside, slashes in the lane, misses the layup. And off the offensive rebound, Elise Marish ties up a Briarcliff Charger, but the possession arrow goes to Briarcliff, and it will be Charger ball. Jelzima leaves the game. Scale Haas checks in. 5:50 to go on the clock. Shipley trots across half court, blows by Bone, moves on the inside, goes off toward Blake. Bank shot, no good. Got her own rebound. Left-handed layup, no good. Got her own rebound again. Tries a third time and converts. Third time's the charm for Blake, and Dort can't allow that many offensive rebounds. 73-69. Chapman looks for a post entry. Instead goes to Cook at the elbow. Down low, Marish inside. Can't get it to go, but draws the foul on Haber. Four on Haber, one of the new starters this game. Her first start of the season, in fact. A brand new starting lineup for Briarcliff. They are very deep as Marish misses the first free throw. Her first free throw miss of the game. Kim Cruz comes back in playing with four fouls. Excuse me, three fouls for Kim Cruz. Marish's second free throw is good. 73-70. 5:18 remaining and counting. Mackenzie Shipley controls things for Briarcliff. Bounces a pass down low to the right block. Facing up to the basket. Bank shot no good by Blake. Offensive rebound. And the second try is good. Reagan Cooper converted. Cleaning up the glass. She has 14 points. Second chance points for Briarcliff, killing Dort College. At the free throw line, it's Elise Marish. She charges inside. Got it to go. And a massive, massive drive there by Marish to draw a three-point play opportunity. She leaned into the body of Haber. Correction, Reagan Cooper with that foul. Two on Cooper. Marish scores the free throw as well. She now has 15 in the game. It's a one-point deficit. Excuse me, one possession deficit for Dort College. 4:45 to go. Dangerous pass by Hansen. Controlled in the left corner. They now go to the block. Masters in a double team. Dort goes straight up with the arms. And Cruz rips away the ball. Outlet. Bone. Layup no good. Marish the offensive board. And Dort gets an offensive putback of their own to tie it. 75-75. A close game here with the in-state rival. Sloan Masters, straight on three, missed back rim. Rebound Kim Cruz. Gives it off to Skilhaus, up ahead for Danelle Bone. Goes back to Van Dyke, intercepted. It's intercepted by Hansen, and she goes coast to coast and laces it in with the right hand. Timeout called by Mike Power. His team leads it by two with 4:04 on the clock. Excellent job as Morgan Hansen intercepted the pass and outran every defender down the floor. We'll take a 30-second break from DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to Dort College Basketball.
A Dort College education doesn't stop when you leave campus. God's world is a big place, and for many students, an off-campus program is an essential part of their education. On an off-campus program, students can gain valuable internship experiences, explore incredible new places, and immerse themselves in a new culture, all while earning credit toward graduation. With more than 30 semester and summer programs to choose from, you're sure to find a cross-cultural experience that appeals to you. I'm the coordinator of off-campus programs, Linda Schrodermeyer. Learn more at dort.edu.
Back here with you at DeWitt Gymnasium. Again, if you're just joining us off the volleyball game, my name is Sam Ekstrom. Sitting in for Mike Biker this evening, you probably heard Mike doing the volleyball game. Dort loses in the national tournament to Biola University, coming out of La Mirada, California. The Bible Institute of Los Angeles. And they will have a must-win game tomorrow night against Indiana Wesleyan to move on in the national tournament. We begin play here as Dort inbounds it from under their basket. They trail by two. Jasmine Skilhaus, 30 feet away. Dribbling, using a screen from Marish a long ways away. She kicks it out to the corner. Cruz gives it to Marish. Now back for Van Dyke, playing with four fouls. Face-up jump shot from 5 feet away is good. Kara Van Dyke has been phenomenal in the second half. 14 second-half points, 23 overall. Game tied at 77. Lob pass underneath. goes to Hansen. She leans in, can't score. Ball's loose. Picked up by Danelle Bowen. Gets rid of it to Skillhaas. And a reach-in foul by Lexi Henschke, her fourth, and that'll give Dort free throws. A foul behind half court allows Dort to take the lead from the line. Jasmine Skillhaas. She had only attempted 8 free throws coming into this game, and she has not attempted one yet. And she makes her first one. Double figures for Skillhaas. 5 defenders in double figures this game. Second free throw is missed. 78-77. Dort has regained the lead after trailing by 13 in the second half. They led by 16 in the first half. It's appropriate that these teams would battle to the end in a close matchup as Gordon is tied up by Skillhaas and Dort gets the possession arrow. Mackenzie Shipley checks in the game for Henschke. And we have another sub, Kaylee Blake, gets Summer Gordon. Gordon, playing in her first game back from injury, has performed well. More of a defensive player. She has 2 points in the game. Kim Cruz gives off to Skillhaas. 3 minutes left in this interstate, interconference battle. A pass off to Cruz. Jasmine Skillhaas at the elbow. Now to Bone. Cruz thought about a 3. Instead gives to Skillhaas. Back to Marish. 8 seconds to shoot. Post entry inside. Knocked away. It was intended for Van Dyke. And a fast break for Briarcliff. Underneath the basket, it is Hansen who scores. Morgan Hansen has 10, and she's given her team a 1-point lead. It was a dangerous post-entry pass with the shot clock winding down that triggered it. Now Elise Marish tried to draw the contact, could not, and she charges after her offensive rebound after missing a shot. It's off Briarcliff, Dort ball. The shot did not hit the rim, so the shot clock sits at 17. Elise Marish into Kara Van Dyke. They sling it to the corner. Kim Cruz drives hard. Slots a pass in toward Marish. Uses glass. Can't get it to go, but drew the foul. Four fouls now against Kaylee Blake. And Marish's free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. Her second free throw miss. She'll try again to tie the game. And does. Tied at 79. 2:15 to go. Buckle up for a big finish. Mackenzie Shipley. Over to Sloan Masters. She's had a quiet second half. Masters up top. To Kaylee Blake. Good defense by Marish. At the free throw line, it goes to Cooper. She's nearly tied up, nearly traveled. Instead, they kick it to the perimeter, and a shot from 20 feet away by Mackenzie Shipley draws a foul. Skillhaas reached in and got her arm on the shot, and that gives Shipley a chance to give her team the lead with 1:54 on the clock. Shipley on the season, an 83% free throw shooter, and she is good as she rattles the first one home. She'll try to make 2. Dort playing a much more high-scoring game than they have thus far in conference, just averaging 66 offensively, and they've allowed 61 against in conference games. Second free throw, no good from Shipley. She's 2 for 4 from the line. 80-79. Briarcliff on top by the slimmest of margins. Danelle Bone off to Skillhaas, 20 feet from the basket. Chapman fakes a 3, kicks to Skillhaas. She penetrates, goes up strong, and draws the contact. The difference is just night and day right now for the defenders. As early in this half, they were being extremely complacent coming off that successful first half of shooting 9 threes. They weren't falling in the opening 10 minutes of this half, so they've gone inside. Van Dyke and Marish have turned this game around for Dort. Skillhaas ties it with a free throw. 1.5 minutes left, and the seesaw battle continues. Gail Haas gives Dort the lead. A dozen for Jasmine. 1:30 and counting left. Shipley dribbles top of the key. Defended by Gail Haas. She passes to the corner for Blake. Blake now dribbles around the perimeter. Goes to Masters. Masters passes back to Blake at the elbow. Kicks it toward Cooper. Deflected out of bounds by Van Dyke. It'll be an inbounds play for Briarcliff with 15 on the shot clock. 67 seconds left in the game and one timeout for the Chargers. Shipley triggers the play. Lob into Cooper. Double team. Bank shot. No good. Rebound by Jamie Cook. And for the first time, Dort will have the chance to extend this lead. They have not had the ball ahead by one in quite some time. Briarcliff had previously answered every time Dort had taken the lead. Now they have a chance to push it to three or four. It's controlled by Cook. Moving into the lane. Spins to her left. Got a foul. Reagan Cooper with her third foul, and Jamie Cook with critical free throws at the line and 53.2 seconds to go in the game. Got it. And only two starters in the game for Dort College. That's how much they trust this bench. Free throw up and good. Cook has 11 in the game. Two straight free throws gives Dort a three-point lead. Trying to knock off the Giant, who has been so good in this GPAC conference over the years. There's a lob pass inside to Kaylee Blake, who scores with 39 seconds left. 1-point deficit for Briarcliff, and a timeout, and no, just a stoppage of play. The officials stopped the game, but it was not a timeout. They now start again. Maybe an incidental whistle. 2-point game. Dort can hold for a good shot with about 10 seconds to go, and if they can convert that, it would be enormous. Huge possession for the defenders. The clock is their friend right now. It's at 20. Shot clock at 10. Kim Cruz controls on the left angle. She fakes the pass to the baseline. Goes to Bone. A three. Back rim, no. Bounces in the air. Rebounded by Heather Haber. 8 seconds to play. Haber moves up court and a timeout called by Coach Mike Power. 6.8 seconds left. 83-82 Dort. And we're coming right down to the wire from DeWitt Gymnasium. That three from Bone would have essentially been for the win. It was online, hit off the back iron, and went high in the air. Then it was a 50-50 ball for the rebound, and Heather Haber uses her 6'1 junior frame, and she gets that rebound, biggest of the game for Briarcliff, and they will have a chance to win it close to or at the buzzer. What a game from DeWitt Gymnasium. A game of runs, a roller coaster ride. Dort seemed to have things under control in the first half, leading by 16, but Briarcliff in the final 5.5 minutes closed on a 19-6 run, and they parlayed that into a 13-point lead to begin the second half. And we'll have to look at the play-by-play later on, but it was something like a 15-0 17-0 run between the two halves, but Dort College got it together. That's what you do when you have five seniors who can lead this team. Van Dyke, Marish, Cook, they all contributed to bring them back. They lead by one, and they're a defensive stop away from their best conference start in GPAC conference history. They've never started 3-1. It is Shantae Williams to trigger the play. Hansen on the floor as well, along with Blake Shipley and Sloan Masters, their best player, who has 21 in this game. Here we go. Shantae Williams gets it inbounds, barely. Gets it to Shipley across half court. Shipley on the perimeter. Gets it over to Blake, and she's fouled on the shot with a second to go. And now they're sending a freshman to the line. Van Dyke has fouled out of the game. 83-82. What a sequence. Van Dyke went down really hard. Blake threw up a wild one that had no chance of going in, but she ran into bodies. Lots of contact, and Blake now heads to the line shooting two. On the season, Blake, 67%. She is one for one in the game. Blake, two bounces, right-handed shot, money. And Dort, fortunately, has three timeouts, and they will more than likely use one if this goes in. Blake for the lead. Missed it! Rebound Cook, and a timeout called! 0.6 seconds to go. We are tied up, and Dort will have a chance to get off a desperation heave in this one. Blake's shot, with the crowd making noise here at DeWitt Gymnasium, was off the back iron, and Dort is going to get some more time. They credit Craig Steemsma calling the timeout from the bench with a timeout as the rebound was being grabbed, a simultaneous timeout, and they put all the time back on the clock. That's great for Dort. 1.3, and now if you're Dort, not only can you get a catch, but maybe even a dribble and a shot. With 0.6, it's only a catch and shoot. Dort will be inbounding near their own basket. The game's tied at 83. Dort has exceeded their season average of scoring 73. And right now the teams have reversed. Dort scored 43 in the first half, 40 in the second half. Briarcliff, 40 in the first half, 43 in the second half. And what a game, and what a appetizer for the men's game coming up, which we expect to be equally dramatic. Jamie Cook, Kim Cruz, Jessica Jelsma, Danelle Bone, and Elise Marish in the game. No one will defend Cook. Baseball feed, lob in the air, taken by Shipley, shot for the win, no! Mackenzie Shipley intercepted the pass at half court and had a wide open, decent look from about 30 feet out that hit high off the glass. We're going to overtime in Sioux Center. Take a 1 minute break. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR.
Look, up in the sky.
It's just a leaf.
It's the SmartWay Leaf. The SmartWay Leaf tells you what cars and trucks are certified as better for the environment.
A talking leaf?
No, it's a logo leaf. You know, leaf, the environment.
Why not an acorn? It says environment, you can squirrel away acorns.
Well, the leaf works better with a tagline. America is turning over a new leaf for the environment. SmartWay leaves will be raining down all over the country.
Yeah, you wouldn't want acorns raining down on people's heads. That would hurt.
Go to www.epa.gov/smartway.
I like the leaf.
This is Cindy from Huber's Lumber in Sioux Center, and I would like to wish you a warm and happy holiday season. May you find joy and peace as you celebrate with friends and family, and may God bless you in the coming year. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at Huber's Lumber and Home Center.
Not enough adjectives to describe this finish from DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort and Briarcliff going back and forth down the stretch. And the game was separated by no more than one possession since it was 71-67. From then on, it was a three-point or less game. Dort even took a three-point lead down the stretch, but Briarcliff, with a basket by Blake, got them within one. A missed three by Bone gave Briarcliff a chance. Blake drew a foul and made one of two free throws. Shipley missed the desperation heave at the buzzer after a steal. And here we go with a five-minute overtime. Marish against Blake, and the tip is won by Dort College. A three right off the bat by Bone. Nearly banked it in, and the rebound goes to Morgan Hansen. Hansen up ahead to Sloan Masters. Shantae Williams controls on the left angle. Defended by Cook. Masters a lob pass to the block. Blake can't get it to go. Hit every part of the rim. And the rebound caroms away to Jamie Cook. She shovels it off to Jasmine Skilhas. Skilhaas goes to Bone. Top of the key, Cruz raining a three, no good. Rebound by Sloan Masters. She's bumped on the rebound and goes to the floor. Foul on Dort. And remember, Dort playing with a number of people in foul trouble, including Jamie Cook, who's now fouled out. Cook and Van Dyke both have fouled out in this game. They bring in Jelzima. Elise Marish with four fouls as well. Kaylee Blake and Heather Haber both with four, as well as Lexi Henschke for Briarcliff. Sloan Masters at the line makes the free throw. Masters with a much quieter second half. Dort really put a lock on her. She has 22 points for the game, but only seven since halftime. Lexi Henschke will come in with four fouls and replace junior Shantae Williams. 4:23 left in overtime. Masters makes both. It is a two-point lead for Briarcliff. Jasmine Skilhaas moves it ahead to Jessica Jelzima. Has an open lane. Crashes inside and draws the contact. Dort is not gun-shy going inside this evening. Block called on Kaylee Blake. And that is five on Blake. She'll exit in favor of Summer Gordon. And Dort now can tie the game as Jelzima heads to the stripe. She has yet to score. Not anymore. She makes the first on the season, shooting 73%. And she makes both. Game tied at 85. Briarcliff ball. Shipley controls right angle. On the right elbow, there's a pass by Gordon intended for Hansen down low, knocked away and a steal for the defenders. Outlet pass to Marish, pull-up jumper from 17, swish. Elise Marish makes it a two-point lead, 87-85. Now a pass in the corner goes to Henschke. Up top, it's Gordon, over to Sloan Masters. Bounce pass, Hansen weaves inside, swings a pass around several bodies. Great look by Hansen. And Summer Gordon converts the bucket. Game tied at 87. 3:35 remaining in OT. 20 feet away, it's Jessica Jelzima. Left-handed drive. Knifes to the hoop. No good. Rebound, Summer Gordon. Outlet goes to Shipley. Controlled top of the key. Makes a move to her left. In traffic. Kicks it to the corner for Hansen. Left a three-point shot short. And Kim Cruz corrals the rebound. And an outlet pass is too far for Janelle Bone. And Craig Steemsma says to his team, settle down now. Take a deep breath with 3:13 to go. Summer Gordon takes the seat. Checked in for by Reagan Cooper with 14 points. 3:11 and counting to go in the game. Mackenzie Shipley controls on the right side. Defended by Jasmine Skilhaas. Bounces it down low. Hansen, good swim move underneath. Right-handed hook, no good. Rebound by Cooper on the offensive glass. Gets it back to Hansen and draws a foul as Jelzima goes down. Jelzima with just her first foul. And Morgan Hansen, the artist previously known as Amanda Dill. There was a jersey mix-up in the pregame, and for one half, we believe that Hansen was Dill, as Hansen makes the free throw to give Briarcliff a one-point lead. And they still go back and forth here in overtime. A monumental task for Dort to go without Cook or Van Dyke in this OT session, but they can do it. This is a resilient bunch. Hansen makes both freebies. 2:50 left and a two-point Charger lead. Left elbow, Jelzima goes to Abby Chapman now in the game. Chapman thought about a three, instead passes towards Skilhaas. Off to Janelle Bone. Bone in the corner. Chapman bounces it in toward Marish in a double team and a reach and foul. If it's against Henschke, she's gone. Instead, it's against Reagan Cooper. And Cooper has four. And that would be another critical foul out for Briarcliff. Mirisch has just been out of this world in the second half. She makes the free throw, and that's where she's gotten the bulk of her buckets. It's all been hard work inside, bulldogging her way from block to block and hustling for rebounds. She makes two free throws here. She's got 9 free throws in 11 attempts in the second half, and she has scored 20 points in the game, just behind Van Dyke, who finished the game with 23. Here's Hemschke passing inside in a tie game. Reagan Cooper pivots to her right and lays in a 2-foot short jump shot, 91-89. 2:10 to go. Jessica Jelzema transitions down court, defended by Hansen. Goes off to Skillhaus, a pass to Bone, uses a Maris screen, now goes to the baseline, jump stop, in trouble, rolls a pass out of bounds, and is deflected, fortunately, by Briar Cliff. Abby Chapman comes into the game to hopefully provide some instant offense as Cruz exits. Chapman scored 9 in the first half, has not scored since. She triggers the play. Marish to Chapman, defended by Sloan Masters. A baseline drive by Chapman, blocked from behind by Masters, and a tie-up. A tie-up on the rebound, Briar Cliff basketball. Huge possession arrow there for Briar Cliff, as they now get a chance to extend this to a 2-possession lead. Kim Cruz back in the game to get Chapman. Cruz playing with 3 fouls as well as Chapman. A defense for offense switch, as coaches so often do in late game situations. Morgan Hansen, the freshman, pivots at the top of the key. A pass inside. Marish just drew her 5th foul. She reached in to knock away the pass, and that is the 3rd foul out of the game for Dort College. Marish will exit, and we'll see who Steamsma enters now. Chapman will come in. Van Dyke, Marish, and now Cook have all left the game, and Dort's going to need the outside shooting to pick up. All 3 of their best inside threats have been disqualified. Credit Briar Cliff by having a definite game plan of attack. They're going to bring in Micah Hulse for some size. Hulse has not scored in the game. She averages 4.4 per game. She is the tallest player on the roster, however, at 6'3". And the free throw from Reagan Cooper is good. 15 points for Reagan. Second free throw, yes, and a timeout called by Coach Mike Power. This will be a full timeout called, and because it's a full, we'll take a 1-minute break. You're listening to Dort Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.
Celebrate Jesus, our light in the darkness, our peace in the storm, our hope for eternity. May you know his wonder, be comforted by his warmth, and feel his love this Christmas and always. From all of us at KDCR 88.5 FM, Rock Solid Radio.
Back to DeWitt Gymnasium, 93-89. Briar Cliff has taken a 4-point lead in overtime. We had a phenomenal, heart-rending finish to the end of regulation where Kaylee Blake, with a second on the clock, had a free throw to give Briar Cliff the lead and potentially the win. She missed the free throw, and then Mackenzie Shipley missed a desperation half-quarter at the buzzer to send us to overtime, where Dort has lost 2 key players, Jamie Cook and Elise Marish. Kara Van Dyke fouled out late in that second half, as she was the one who committed the late foul against Blake. The top 3 scorers all on the bench right now for Dort as they trail by 4, and they have 90 seconds left. Jasmine Scalehouse controls, runs into a double team, gets around it, uses a screen from Hulse, passes off to Chapman, lost it off her foot, ball's loose, and it's out of bounds. Briar Cliff basketball. A Dort turnover could prove to be fatal, as Briar Cliff now gets a possession to go up by 6 or maybe 7. And a timeout called by Coach Steamsma, 30-second timeout. While they discuss, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR.
A Dort College education is within reach.
The vast majority of our students qualify for financial aid, and 98% receive financial assistance in the form of grants, scholarships, or student employment on campus. No matter what your financial picture looks like, our financial aid advisors are eager to help you find a place at Dort College. Chances are, once you talk to them, you'll discover that college is more of a reality than you might have thought. Check us out at dort.edu.
Play set to resume here in Sioux Center. Sloan Masters will begin this play, inbounding from the near sideline, defended by Newman. And we've got a 5-second call. Emily Newman uses her good wingspan, gets her arms in the air, blocking the view of Sloan Masters, and a huge swing as Dort gets the ball back. A minute 27 to go, and Kim Cruz will inbound. That's the biggest defensive play of the game for Dort. Jessica Jelsma runs the offense. She's defended by Hansen. Over to Chapman. Rolls to her right around the perimeter. Chapman to Jelsma. Drives to her left. Past the elbow. Goes up strong. Does not draw the contact. Missed the shot. And Briarcliff now gets the ball back with a minute 10 to go. Sloan Masters crosses over Chapman. Now pulls up at the three-point line. Bounce pass to Haber. Haber, not the person to foul. And we've got a tie-up coming from the weak side. Kim Cruz snuck in behind Haber, and they fortunately didn't foul Haber, who is the top free throw shooting team on this squad, a 94% free throw shooter. So another big play and a second life for Dort College. 60 seconds to play. They trail at 93-89. Scalehas calls the play, passes ahead to Bone. Bone drives right against number 13, Shipley, and Shipley nudged her a little bit. The shot was no good, and there's a foul in the backcourt on the rebound. It was a good drive by Bone, but the layup was just a little bit offline, and Sloan Masters will now get free throws. Masters trying to push it to a 6-point lead, and she's good on the first. She is a perfect 6-for-6 in the second half. She was 4-for-5 in the first half, 10-of-11 for the game. And she has scored 23 points, tied for a game high with the fouled out Van Dyke. Second free throw by Masters is true. Quick sub, they put in Jordan Sanger in favor of Lexi Henschke. 95-89. Dort trails by two possessions, but they need to get some three-point shots. Here is Skilhas. Ahead to Bone. Across to Newman. Newman to Bone. A three from Skilhas. Rattles out. Chapman tracks down the rebound. On the baseline. Bounce pass. Bone to her left. Over to Cruz. A three. No good. Off the leg of Chapman. And out of bounds for Briarcliff possession. Dort really up against it now. They will have to foul immediately. Inbounds pass goes to Sanger. And Sanger is fouled. She'll head to the line to put the team up three possessions. Sanger is 2-for-3 on the season from the line, and both those makes were tonight. 24.9 on the clock. Left-handed shot by Sanger is no good. Dort clinging to hope, but if this free throw goes in, the task becomes much more difficult. Second free throw is good. 96-89, 24 seconds left. Skalehas across half court, uses a screen, goes baseline, pulls up, goes back to Bone. Here's a three from Bone. It's good. Danelle Bone keeps Dort alive with 16 seconds to go. And Dort will need either a steal or some missed free throws, and there have not been many to come by, courtesy of Briarcliff this game. They were 14 of 17 from the stripe in the first half, and let's do a quick tabulation of the free throws here in the second half. Masters has really been strong. She has made 7 of 7. Tentatively, they are 18 of 23 on free throws in the second half. That would mean they're 32 of 40 for the game, which is a solid 80%. And they shoot free throws regularly, just at 65%. So a very good job by Briarcliff to earn their way to the stripe and to make their free throws while they're there. 16.1 to go. As the defenders discuss things in the timeout huddle, Coach Mike Power coaching up his gals as well. Dort College will play next at Hastings. That is on Saturday. That'll be their final conference game for a bit. And I beg your pardon, that is Briarcliff who has Hastings. Dort has Concordia. Both have Nebraska trips. As play resumes, with Morgan Hansen inbounding, defended by Holst. An immediate foul. Only half a second goes off the clock. But Sloan Masters got the ball, and that's who they want at the free throw line now. Masters heading to the line and making the free throw. 97-92, 15.6 remaining. 8 of 8 in the second half from the line for Masters. That is phenomenal. 25 points. Masters with a season high of 32 as she now is 26 after two consecutive makes. 98-92, Scalehas across half court. Pulls up, takes a three, misses it front rim. Rebounded by Haber, and Haber is fouled. She'll head to the line where she doesn't miss. Chapman committing her fourth foul. Haber heads to the line to put it on ice for Briarcliff. Looking to achieve the century mark for the fourth time this season. The first free throw is good from Haber. She has 4 in the game, now 5, 100-92. Briarcliff will emerge victorious in an evenly fought battle. Here is Chapman losing the ball as time expires. An 8-point win for Briarcliff as they come on the road in a hostile environment, and they take it in overtime. What a game from DeWitt Gymnasium, and a gut-punch loss for the defenders, but the resiliency they showed in the second half far exceeds the result here this evening. They dropped to 2-2 in conference and 6-3 overall. They are now 2-1 at home, and they will dip a bit in the standings as Briarcliff will hop them. They're now 4-2 in conference and 8-2 overall. Still perfect 4-0 on the road. They win at 100-92. We'll be back after a 2-minute break for some more game analysis, and hopefully soon we will have some post-game wrap-up with Craig Steemsma joining us from the locker room. Be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR.
You're investing in your future with an education from Dort College. Even in a tight job market, 97% of Dort students have found a job or gone on to graduate school within 6 months of graduation. How can our rates stay so high? We know it's because our students leave Dort prepared for success in their field. A Dort education is about preparing students for what lies ahead, including faith, family, career, and just about anything else you can imagine. Visit dort.edu to learn more.
You can always come up with an excuse for not visiting longtermcare.gov.
Oh, I forgot. Game night.
After all, who wants to admit that one day they will be, you know, old?
Hey, do you see any crow's feet on this face? I don't.
But since 70% of older Americans need some kind of long-term care, why not do some free planning now so you can stay in charge? Visit longtermcare.gov and find your own path forward.
Angels we have heard on high, with the heavenly hosts and all creation, we celebrate and rejoice in the coming of our God and King. Join us each day to hear some of the beautiful voices that are raised in praise for the wonderful gift of Christ's birth. From all of us at KDCR 88.5 FM, rock solid.
Back to Jewett Gymnasium here in Sioux Center, where the defenders fall 100-92 in an overtime loss, where they battled back from double digits down in the second half and had a three-point lead in the final minute. But Briarcliff nearly won it at the end of regulation, but they continue their momentum into overtime as Dort lost three key players to foul outs, and Briarcliff pulls away with an eight-point win. We are still waiting for Coach Craig Steemsma as he likely addresses a downtrodden group of defenders in the locker room. Meanwhile, we'll take you through the unofficial scoring numbers for both sides. For the visiting Chargers, they were led by Sloan Masters, who was meticulous all game getting to the free throw line, and she only made six field goals in the game, but she was solid from the line, making 12 free throws, and she finishes this game with 25 points. Morgan Hansen did a great job in the second half. She had 12 all in the second half. Reagan Cooper finished the game with 16 points. She was second on the team in scoring. Kaylee Blake had a big second half. She finished with a dozen. Lexi Henschke finished with 10. 5 points for Heather Haber. 4 points for Summer Gordon. For Jordan Sanger, she had three. Two for Mackenzie Shipley, three for Paige Herbold, and 4 points for Bethany DeLong that both came in the first half, both of her field goals. That rounds out the 100 points scored for Briarcliff. For Dort College, it was the Kara Van Dyke and the Elise Maris show, especially in the second half. Kara Van Dyke finishes with 23 points, 14 in the second half. Elise Maris got to the line almost every possession, it seemed like, when she wanted to. Marish finishes the game with 20 points of her own, two players with 20 or more. Jamie Cook, who averages 11 per game, had 11 per game. 9 points in the first half for Abby Chapman, none after halftime. Jasmine Scalehaas with 12 points in the game. Danelle Bone with 13 points in the game. The defenders nearly had six players in double figures. Chapman 1 point shy. But not much from the bench, with the exception of Cook. They only have six players score in the game. Still waiting for Coach Steemsma to get out of the locker room, but meanwhile, we will take another two-minute break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. In between games here at DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, men's game 14 minutes from getting underway. Women lose by 8, 100-92 in overtime, a fantastic battle between Dort receiving votes in the national poll and Briarcliff ranked 15th in the nation. We have the official stats, and we'll give you some percentages from the women's game. The Briarcliff women shot 45% versus Dort's 37%. Dort cooled off considerably in the second half from three-point range. They finished the game shooting 37%. Still above their season average, though, of 28%. Briarcliff, on the other hand, shot 36% from long range in this game, and they only attempted 14. Dort attempted 30. Briarcliff 37-45 officially from the free throw line. Dort 27-33. Both teams above 80% from the stripe. Reagan Cooper finishes this game with a double-double now that we see that she had 11 rebounds to go along with her 18 points. Excellent job by Reagan Cooper. Top rebounder for Dort was Jamie Cook, and she, like clockwork, seems to get close to 12-8 per game. She has 11-8 this evening. 23-7 for Kara Van Dyke, and 22-3 for Elise Marish. And Van Dyke, so efficient, 9-13 from the floor. Dort finished the game with 20 turnovers. Briarcliff with 19, very evenly matched in that regard. Five assists apiece for Jasmine Scalehaas and Jamie Cook. That led the team. And no one on Briarcliff had more than two assists. They were pretty evenly distributed across the board. Briarcliff out-rebounded Dort College 47-40, and Dort with a slight edge on the offensive glass 12-10, but partially due because Dort was missing a few more shots. in fact, missing about 46 shots total in this game. We are 12 minutes away from basketball in the men's part of the doubleheader. It'll be slightly, or considerably, I guess, behind schedule as overtime pushed this game beyond its initial starting time of 8 o'clock. We'll now be at about 8:35. At any rate, we will take another two-minute break as we wait for Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to Dort College postgame on 88.5 KDCR. Still waiting for Coach Craig Steensma as we wait in between games, hoping to finish up our postgame wrap of the women's game and get some insight from the head coach. Probably lots to talk about following an overtime loss to a nationally ranked team. We're joined by Craig Steensma now out of the locker room. Good to have you, Coach. And, you know, the game was back and forth and a tale of two halves, really. In the first half, you did a lot of good things, and then you fell behind a bit in the second half, but you battled back. Were you pleased with the result?
No, I can't say I'm pleased with the result. You know, I just, felt this was a game that we could win, and it would have been a great win for us, but you just have to turn the page and go to the next game and get ready to go to Concordia Saturday.
But if you talk about resolve and you talk about the way your gals battled back from double digits down in the second half and they got it down low and worked hard to get the game tied, were you pleased with that aspect of it?
Yeah, we were very intentional about what we wanted to do, and we were able to do that to get the ball in, you know, inside a little bit more and get to the foul line, and that got us back. I think we were down maybe 10, maybe 12 or so at one point, and to be able to fight back and get it tied and then get it to overtime was great. We didn't execute some things. Some of the things we did, we had to go with a few different players. Personnel-wise, we had Kara and Jamie and Elise all fouled out, so that was interesting. Kind of having players that we put them in positions, you know, that they, some of them haven't been in very often, and just tried to say, here's what we're trying to look for in this possession. So I give credit, a lot of credit to our basketball players for just being basketball players in different situations.
And you never want to play the what-if game too much, but do you feel like if you had been able to have those three seniors in the game in overtime, that it would have been a different story maybe?
Most definitely. Yeah, you know, you'd love to have, even having one, when we only had Elise left, even having one was good because we were able to, you know, she was able to anchor the inside and rotate over. But you got to give Briarcliff credit. They made a ton of free throws. And, they shot 82% for the game, and so, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They went to the line 45 times, and so they attacked us well.
What do you tell your players to get ready now for a long road trip coming up on Saturday against another tough team in Concordia?
Well, we just have to, you know, bounce back, show resolve. Being a college athlete is like that, where we'll have to show toughness to come to practice tomorrow and focus and work hard and try to get better. And I'm sure that we'll get great leadership in doing that. And so, you know, it won't be hard because we have great kids. They know the deal. They know every game is going to be a battle. They know Concordia, you know, we'll have our hands full on the road on Saturday with playing against Concordia. So it's great to have a group of young ladies that have great effort and they have great attitudes and they work hard together and they encourage each other. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so easy.
Coach, a fun game tonight. Unfortunately, you wind up on the wrong end, but we enjoyed calling it, and we wish you luck in Concordia this weekend.
Thank you very much, Sam.
That was Coach Craig Steensma following a 100-92 overtime loss. We'll take another two-minute break and be right back. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR-FM.